When he went to the higher, he asked her, "Here, did you see the earth be the sky?" The higher said, "Yes, Lord." The lion said, "Can you bring show?" The higher said, "I'm not able, sire." They come. Do not be here. The lion using generous speech for the ordinary with some speech. Took the hare along with him.
这只狮子就个别地询问每一只动物，从大象开始问起。轮到兔子时，他问道：“小兔子，你确实看到世界就要毁灭了吗？”兔子回答说：“是的，大王。”狮子说：“来，带我去看。”兔子说：“我不敢去，大王。”狮子说：“来吧，不用害怕。”狮子以柔和的言语及坚定的言语交替应用，带着兔子一起前往现场。
The hare standing on not far from the willow tree said, "May there be blessing to you. In that place in which I stay, it can go. I do not know when it can go."
走到距离北路瓦树不远的地方，兔子停了下来，指着树下说：“愿神保佑你。在我刚才躺卧的那个地方，大地发出回荡的声响。我不知道为什么大地会发出回荡的声响。”
The bodhisattva told the hare, "You stay here and went up to the tree. He saw where the hare had lain, saw the ripe falling willow fruit.And looking upward saw the fruit stalk, from which the fruit had fallen, and concluded as follows. This hare, once lying asleep here, got the idea that the earth was made of rice. When he heard the song of the fruit that fell near his ear, then he questioned the hare to see if the bird he had found out were true.The hare said, "Yes, Lord." Confirming the lion's conclusion, the lion thereupon uttered this stanza. The hare ran after hearing the echoing song of the willow fruit that fell. Having listened to the hare's voice, the army of frightened beasts turned.
菩萨告诉兔子说：“你在这里等一下。”然后他自己向前走到树下，他看到兔子本来躺卧的地方，看到地上成熟的北路瓦果实，并且抬头看到本来连接北路瓦果的果柄。于是他做了这样的结论：当这只兔子在此睡觉时，听到北路瓦果掉在他耳朵旁边所发出的声响，他心里升起这样的念头：世界就要毁灭了。然后他回来询问兔子，以便验证自己所发现的是否符合事实的情况。兔子回答说：“正是如此，大王。”证明狮子的推论是正确的。于是狮子说出了以下的例子：闻落果声，兔儿飞奔；听信兔言，群兽逃命。
In him, whom both everything contains as transcends himself, This is the explanation of the commentary.
然后菩萨安慰众野兽说：“不用害怕。”如此，当禅修者一层层地追查来源的来源时，就能去除心中的恶念。这是住宿里的解释。
When he said that, the Buddha Pada said, if when he gets anything to the removal of the source of those unwholesome thoughts, they are with eyes in him, evil unwholesome thoughts, connected with the desire, with faith in, with delusion, then with his feet clenched, in his same breast with the roof of his mouth.We should be down, concentrate. His temperance against the roof of his mouth. He should be down, concentrate, and crush my with mine. When with his feet clenched his tongue breath, with the roof of his mouth, he beats down, concentrates, and crushes mind with mind. Then any evil unwholesome thoughts connected with Chandanya, with faith, and with delusion are abandoned in him and subside. With the abandoning of them, his mind becomes steady and unerring, quiet, brought to singleness and concentration.Just as a simple man might seize a weaker man by the head or shoulders and beat him down, concentrate him and crush him to so do, when with his feet placed in his hand breath against the roof of his mouth, a big who beats down, concentrate and crush his mind with mind, then any evil or wholesome thoughtConnected with the daya, with faith, and with delusion are abandoned in him to subside. With the abandoning of this, his mind becomes steady and unerring, quiet and brought to singleness and concentration.
在《除妄念经》中，佛陀又说，当他注意于去除妄念、去除恶念的来源时，如果心中仍然升起贪嗔痴的邪恶念头，他应当咬紧牙关，舌头抵住上颚，以决心来击败、强迫、摧毁恶心。当他咬紧牙关，舌头抵住上颚，以决心来击败、强迫、摧毁恶心时，他就能够摒除心中的一切贪嗔痴恶念，使恶念止息下去。由于摒除了恶念，他的心得以向内稳定、平静、专注一心，就好像强者能够捉住弱者的头或肩膀，如此来击败他、强迫他、摧毁他。同样地，当比丘咬紧牙关，舌头抵住上颚，以决心来击败、强迫、摧毁恶心时，他就能够摒除心中的一切贪嗔痴恶念，使恶念止息下去。由于摒除了恶念，他的心得以向内稳定、平静、专注一心。
这是个第一个问题。The commentary explains as follows. Just as if a brownie made a bhajan with great physical strength should have got hold of a weaker one by head of body, that brain subdued and beat down that weaker bhajan to make him worried, exhausted and faint. That so,should the evil and wholesome thoughts be checked by the bhikkhu, who wrestles with the evil and wholesome thoughts, having overcome them, saying, who are you and who am I? And observe who make up great energy in saying, let the flesh and blood of this body dry up. Let the gaze in you in both remain. To point out the Bhogoya meaning, the Buddha gave the meaning of the sacrament.
关于上述这段经文注述里的解释如下，就好像一个身强体壮的人借着捉住比他弱小者的头或身体，就可以控制降服击败弱小者，使弱小者疲乏衰竭软弱。同样的，比丘应当与邪恶的念头搏斗，战胜他们，止息他们。他对恶念说，我是谁，你是什么东西。他发起勇猛坚定的心说，即使身上的血与肉干枯，只剩下皮腱和骨，我也要战胜恶念。佛陀举出强壮者的比喻，以便指出上述的意义。
In the Sutta, the Buddha Father said, Bhikkhu, when a bhikkhu is giving attention to some sign and owing to that sign, they arise to him evil and wholesome thoughts. Connected with Sandhya, with solution, then when he gives attention to some other sign connected with what is wholesome,any such evil and wholesome thoughts are abandoned in him subject. With the abandoning of them, his mind becomes steady and alive. Why is that? Producingness is concentrated. When he examines the danger in those thoughts, when he tries to forget those thoughts, he does not give attention to them.We give attention to the removal of the source of those unwholesome thoughts. We, with his teeth, clench in his time, press against the roof of his mouth. He beats down, concentrates, and crushes mind with mind. Any such evil unwholesome thoughts are abandoned in him and suspect. With the abandoning of them, his mind becomes steady internally.Quiet that brought to singleness in concentration. This bhikkhu is the same God, the master of the code of thought. He will think whatever thought he wishes to think, and he will not think any thought that he does not wish to think. He has similar craving, clung of the fetters, and with the complete penetration of consciousness,He has made an end of suffering.
在经中，佛陀又说：“诸比丘，当比丘注意某种对象时，由于该对象的缘故，比丘心中升起与贪嗔痴相关的邪恶念头。这时，当他将注意力转移到与善法相关的其他对象时，他就能够摒除心中的一切贪嗔痴恶念，使恶念止息下去。由于摒除了恶念，他的心得以向内稳定、平静、专注一心。当他思维这些恶念所带来的危险时，当他努力忘掉这些恶念，不再注意他们时，当他注意于去除这些恶念的来源时，当他咬紧牙关，舌头抵住善恶，以决心来击败、强迫、摧毁恶心时，他就能够摒除心中的一切贪嗔痴恶念，使恶念止息下去。由于摒除了恶念，他的心得以向内稳定、平静、专注一心。这时，该比丘就可以称得上是念头的主人。 它能够使自己想要的念头升起，使不想要的念头不升起。他已经断除了贪爱，摆脱了枷锁，并且透过彻底的洞察我慢，他解脱了一切痛苦。
在这什么地方来什么在？你为什么什么样在这地方？因为你来这，因为你回来什么什么？
世尊如此开示之后，诸比丘对世尊的教导欢喜信受。
你说没说过，你不说这，你就理解好什么呀？
注注里将上述这段经文称为结论的部分。
As the teacher of a tree having got the end of the five weapons, to a friend come from a foreign country who has been owned, who is the god of the rulership of your country. After showing him what ought to be done with the five weapons, if Proverbs is used away, if that is the why or problem,Use this mirror, Iswa, and go free. And having done this, having gone to his own country, taking up the rulership, the prince enjoys the virtue of sovereignty.
就好像一位教导剑术的老师，指导从外国来学习的王子使用五种武器的方法，然后他激励王子说：“回去掌握贵国的统治权吧。”他指示王子如何运用五种武器，说道：“如果强盗在路上拦截你，就使用弓箭；万一弓箭失效，就使用长矛、宝剑等等，然后就能够逃脱。”王子照着实行之后，回到他的国家，取得统治权，享受治理国家的福报。
今天的新闻，你公开。